Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This headline, boy. Headline, UK Daily Mail, quote, "They wouldn't just eat any white men that fell out of the sky," unquote. Outraged Papua New Guinea academics lash out at Biden's unacceptable suggestion that cannibals eat his World War II pilot uncle. They consider it racist.
Oh, boy.
They branded Biden's comments as unsubstantiated and poorly judged. Very offensive and also historically inaccurate. Well, yeah, I mean, it's Joe. He's lying. Somebody should tell these academics, like, dude, no, he's a compulsive liar. We're trying to get him help. Yeah. But, you know, Jill just needs to have a conversation with him. Look, you need to sit down with a psychologist and deal with your issues. I can't read this without laughing. Outraged Papua New Guinea academics have slammed President Joe Biden for his unacceptable suggestion that his uncle was eaten by cannibals in the country after his plane was shot down during World War II.
And see, those details are wrong. It was not shot down. It ditched in the ocean. It didn't crash. He said he was piloting a single-engine plane. He wasn't the pilot. It was a twin-engine plane. I mean, it's just like, none of this is accurate.
See, and that's what I would tell the Papua New Guinea academics. Everything else was a lie, too. So was the cannibal part. Sorry. Yeah. It's Joe. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, said that he got, remember, arrested.
Oh, yeah.
In Africa, in South Africa, because he was trying to fight apartheid.
Yeah. No.
That was also while he was, you know, marching with that Black Baptist church where he was a member. And he was marching for civil rights, except they don't remember him ever attending and never saw him at a march. But also, while he's the last living segregationist at the same time, who once argued to PBS that Black people and white people who should have their own separate churches, schools, and businesses. So only Joe, and he had, it really is amazing. He is the last living segregationist who's politically served in America. I mean, the others were, you know, Strom Thurmond, he's dead. So, I mean, everybody else is in a museum, a civil rights museum, and they're on the bad side of the museum, but Joe Biden's in the White House. So, I mean, the people had to, you know, these poor outraged Papua New Guinea academics have to understand, Joe lies about everything. Joe was a segregationist who then just, you know, pops off about how he was in the civil rights marches, and that's what inspired him to become president. I mean, he lies about everything. Anyway, outraged Papua New Guinea academics have slammed Biden for his unacceptable suggestion his uncle was eaten by cannibals. Biden implied on two occasions Wednesday that his maternal uncle, Second Lieutenant Ambrose Finnegan, met a grisly end at the hands of cannibals. They're starting to think they know where Joe Biden got this story because he appropriates parts of other people's lives as his own. Did you know George H.W. Bush, yeah, him, the president, was actually narrowly eaten by cannibals?
No, I didn't know that part. I know that he was, in fact, shot down.
Yes. President H.W. Bush, 74 years before, he actually was a World War II pilot.
Pilot, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a dive bomber pilot.
I know. And the Japanese, so basically he got shot down. Almost everybody else got killed except for him. Some of those who were captured in this same incident were captured by the Japanese. They were tortured, beheaded, and then high-ranking officers ate some of their flesh as sort of a mortification of the enemy. Yeah. And that's actually a pretty famous story that was captured in a book by James Bradley. So folks are beginning to say they think that Biden has once again done what he's been caught doing before, which is he likes people's entire biographies, so he takes their whole life and claims it was his. That one of the things that cost him in the last election, he there was a Labour leader in the UK, and he took that guy's life story and just appropriated it and told it as his own. So this would not be the first time, but this sounds a lot like what Biden is talking about. Nick, he might have just lifted the entire story. And now here's where it's going to get crazy, okay? Let me tell you what. He's going to tell this story again.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to. Now, and here's what's nuts about it. It was actually covered by the mainstream media. CNN covered it. So it was very widely covered in the entire world. I mean, our humiliation was complete. Times of Asia covered it. Times of India covered it. I mean, it was covered in Europe, everywhere, because it was so bizarre, right? When you lie about cannibals eating a member of your family, I mean, that'll get attention, right?
I got a new tagline for you. Biden, it's what's for dinner.
Ha! I know. He will tell this story again.
Yeah.
He will. He has done that in the past where he's gotten multiple Pinocchios.
Oh, yeah.
Like the time he traveled with Chairman Xi and they were on the Tibetan plane together because they're very good friends, except they're not. And it's 1,700 miles because they're very close, very close. And they were sitting there at sunset and it's a beautiful scene. And Joe and Xi wanted to know, because Biden is very wise, what made America so special. So, of course, Biden explained to him. None of it happened. Five Pinocchios, Washington Post, and he just keeps telling the story. Mm-hmm. So this is not going to slow him down one iota. I can under over how long you think he can make it before he forgets and tells it again?
Maybe a week.
You think a week?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, this was a pretty bad one. Like, do you think he's even aware that he's been busted on this and that the...
No.
Yeah.
Someone will make him aware of that, but no, I don't think he is. So.
Well, anyway, he was a brave fighter pilot taking enemy fire, except also not... He was actually a passenger who experienced engine failure, according to official defense records.
Yeah, in a reconnaissance aircraft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all of it, this is amazing, while lying about President Trump allegedly mocking service members, which actually never happened. So it's, Anyway, they want to be clear. Michael Kabunke, a political science lecturer at the University of Papua New Guinea, told The Guardian, cannibalism was previously practiced by some communities in very specific contexts, but that locals, quote, wouldn't just eat any white man that fell out of the sky.
discriminating taste, I guess.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my Lord. Well, so, you know, our humiliation is once again complete.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can see why Iran does not take this man seriously, nor does anyone else on the planet. Nor should they.
I'm ready for the good old days where we just get mean tweets from the president.
By the way, you know, can you imagine if Trump had said a thing like this?
Gosh.
Everywhere he went for weeks, the media would ask him about the latest iteration.
Yeah.
This iteration, we wouldn't eat a white man that fell from the sky. That, you know, and they said that this was offensive. Well, that would be taken as racism, and Trump was a racist. So the media would be following him around, asking about him about this endlessly.
Yeah.
But it's Biden, so it's all good. It's all good. So it appears they've seated all of the liberal activists, or jurors, as some would call them, in the Trump trial.
I like the way you put that.
We already caught one guy lying to get on the jury.
No.
Have you been arrested? Me? No. Not me, no. Oh, okay. Yeah, you ever had any political activity? No, not me. Well, you were arrested for pulling down right-wing flyers. Oh, that, yeah. So he got dismissed. Now we're finding out yet another one of these, you know, jurors, his bias against Trump. They've made out. Look, this is that she made it on the jury. Look, this is why the founders did not want presidents to be tried by regular citizens.
Mm-hmm.
This is why they provided for a way for any crimes to be dealt with.
Well, what is this constitution of which you speak, Tara? It doesn't seem to be something that is recognized by many in this country anymore.
Yeah. And now we're finding out one of the women who was seated called him selfish. I think the juror, the nurse that said, hey, I can't do this, I can't be unbiased, I think she was the most interesting because she was saying, hey, listen, you know, my family and friends figured out it was me and they're already texting me and they're pressuring me. And this is what's going to happen when you have a jury pool that's 85% Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure from family and friends is going to be intense.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is going to be like nothing that's ever happened before because it hasn't.
No, it hasn't.
I mean, a sitting jury of American citizens, supposedly, in judgment of a former president. That has never in the history of this country ever happened before. Never.
Yeah. And it's going to be, you know, so the question remains, did one of us actually sneak onto the jury? In other words, a normal person who could have normal thoughts about what was going on.
I'm sure the New York Times will out that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they would be outraged.
And CNN, MSNBC, and, you know, all the usual liberal, progressive, secularist.
Texter writes, speaking of Sleepy Joe, do you honestly believe he got 81 million honest votes? No, but here's the thing. Are we really going to elect a guy who says his uncle got eaten by cannibals? Are we really going to do that? Is that even possible? Because when you look at a thing like that and that kind of humiliation, just the disaster that he brings with him everywhere, are we seriously going to do that? And do we deserve to be respected as a country if we do? It's not even right versus left at this point.
No.
I mean, can you imagine a country reelecting some other country reelecting somebody with the biography of Joe Biden?
Yeah, a third world country. Yeah, I would. that would be expected, but not here. But that's, you know, that possibility is still around.
Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, since the Biden administration is giving cash and lifting sanctions against Iran, would that not be considered treason, giving aid and comfort to our enemy? Shouldn't the Republicans be promoting and prosecuting this line of thought? I thought that should have happened when Obama sent the pallets of cash.
Well, I mean, once again, look what just happened in the U.S. Senate, where credible evidence against a sitting federal official was impeached, and you had Democrats line up to squash the whole thing within a couple of hours without hearing any evidence whatsoever.
Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell, when it's us, we let this stuff go through.
Yeah, I know.
It's ridiculous. But, you know, here's, I guess, the upside of this, maybe, I don't know, is that whatever happens on the border because of the border, the Senate, the Democrats, they control the Senate. They own it now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They own it now. They wouldn't take this guy out and, you know, of his position, which they should. And this, I got to tell you, Christopher Wray with the FBI is really freaking me out. He was at it again yesterday, talking about Volt Typhoon. Headline, FBI warns Chinese hackers are preparing to attack U.S. infrastructure. He won't shut up about this. He keeps running, and each one of his warnings gets more and more dire as we find out that just this year so far, Biden has let at least 41,000 illegal immigrants, Chinese, mostly men, into the country. But he never says anything about that. Ray never does. He's cool with that. What is going on with it? I'll have all that coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And this is the really cool date night you're going to have this weekend. Somebody is, because the first caller is going to win these tickets to go see the band Heart. Yep, the Royal Flesh Tour 2024 this weekend, Saturday, actually tomorrow, April 20th, at the Bonsecours Wellness Arena. You can buy tickets or win them right now, 800-905-0989, with special guest Cheap Trick. So two classic bands. 800-905-0989. Of course, you know, you could always buy the tickets if you don't win them on the Ticketmaster app. So Bon Secours Wellness tomorrow, Heart Royal Flush Tour. Okay, I looked it up. There's 195 countries. 195 countries in the world. It's a lot of countries. I actually didn't know off the top of my head how many there were. So what does that mean? Well, that means there's roughly 193 other countries we could do gain-of-function research on. You know what gain-of-function research is? That's where we take a virus we find in nature that isn't hurting anyone except, you know, maybe bats or birds or something. A virus that has not jumped to humans. We do two things to it. We teach it to jump. It's called gain-of-function. And we make it deadly. Why would anyone want to do that? Well, so we could develop the vaccines. Well, but we wouldn't need vaccines, would we, if we didn't teach it to jump? Shut up. Okay. All right. So if there are, you know, roughly 195 countries in the world, right? If there is that, then why do we need to work on this with China? Again, two incredible sets of emails this week, kind of being overshadowed by everything. The first one, Senator Rand Paul shared on Twitter. And folks, this is the nail in the coffin, okay? It's an email between Echo Health Alliance President Peter Daszak and a senior official, David Morans, in Anthony Fauci's NIAID, in which they talk about the funding, the grant that they have, and how in the freezer at Wuhan, they have 15,000 samples. 15,000 samples of what? COVID, full genomes in the freezer, as well as 700 plus COVs. And Daszak begs them not to cut off the threat, to cut off the funding. Why were they going to cut off the funding? What was a big deal? I mean, they've been working together with our worst enemy on earth to develop strains of COVID that could kill the entire world since 2014. I mean, it was growing great to get over 15,000 samples, according to the email. Why would they want to stop? What was the date on that again? Oh, April 26, 2020. Yeah, that'd be the same month. People started looking at Anthony Fauci a little weird, seeing as how it sure looks like he cooked this whole thing up, right? And it just got out. Somehow, conveniently, right at the time Trump's economy, Trump's stock market was about to hit that all important 30,000 psychological milestones. But I'm sure it's just coincidence. So anyway, we now have the emails. So guess what they decided to do? Peter Daszak is basically begging, don't cut off my funding. Come on. I've got the 15,000 samples in the freezer, including 700 plus COVs, COVS. We've identified. You don't want to lose access to that. What freezer? Oh, the one at Wuhan. You mean the lab? Yeah, that lab. So what they decide to do is to break the law, to stop communicating with each other over government email, which is subject to FOIA, and start using their private email. Again, that's illegal. You can't do that. Not by FOIA law, but whatever. You know, you could pull that thread right there and prosecute them. Why hasn't anyone ever done it? Anyway, they won't do it still. Daszak says he will communicate henceforth with Morans via personal Gmail instead of through his NIAID government email. Oh, I bet. Yeah, those are some deadly viruses right there. You keeping them in the freezer there? Okay. Cool. Wuhan. Good to know. That'd be the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Anyway, Senator Rand Paul just released this. Folks, we're done here. The government made COVID. I hope it was just that they're stupid. But folks, again, 195 countries. So you take away China and us, it's 193. Why not make it with some other country? Why our worst enemy on earth? Implied in Daszak's statement is that it's too late for the NIAID to withdraw its approval of Echo Health Alliance Wuhan lab collaboration. And he's arguing it's much better to maintain the working relationship so they too can continue to have access to the killer viruses we've now taught China to make because they didn't have this technology before. You know, isn't it really weird how we keep hearing our leadership in Washington talk about, like, you know, going to war with China over, like, Taiwan while we're swapping deadly viruses back and forth? I mean, it's really weird. But at least we've learned we'll never again do gain of function work with chai. Oh, the other story that just broke. The USDA has been collaborating with the Chinese Academy of Scientists to mutate H5N1 bird flu via serial passage through mallard ducks, Chinese geese, and Japanese quail species. Right, so you send them all over the world. You infect them with it, and then if the bird gets out, well, then everybody gets it. What are they trying to do? Well, they're trying to do, oh, there it is again, gain of function. To teach you to jump to what? Mammals. Weird. And it can't do that on its own? No, not really. Teach it to jump to mammals. Cool. Oh, and make it deadlier? Why? I don't know. We don't have that nature. Why do we need that? Well, your tax dollars killing you slowly every day. So that has just broken. This time, it's the USDA. Okay, remember what I just told you. Jump to mammals. Check. Gain of function. Check. Avian flu. Check. H5N1. Now go Google what I just said. Just Google it. Throw it in. Avian flu right now. Go on Google. Put in H5N1, bird flu. Put in bird flu. Put in avian flu. Here, I'll do it. What comes up? Right now. Guardian headline. Risk of bird flu spreading to humans is enormous concern. Says WHO. Oh, that was 11 hours ago. Weird. How long have the Chinese and the USDA been working on this new bird flu gang of function to create a deadly bird flu virus for no good reason? And then how long? Oh, 21. Okay, cool. They started right after COVID got out. We're just now finding this out. Let's look at some other headlines here. Just see what people are buzzing about. WHO, World Health Organization, bird flu spread to humans of enormous concern. Weird. Forbes, human-to-human bird flu spread is great concern, WHO says. Vox, the dairy industry really, really, really doesn't want you to say bird flu is in cows. What are cows? Mammals. Wait a minute. Wasn't the USDA working with our worst enemy on Earth who we might go to war with to make a bird flu that could jump to mammals? And they started this in 2021. See, here's the weird thing. Mallards, which they're working on, are the perfect vector to spread this. They're the perfect vector to spread this. Why? Because they carry it without getting infected. So they can go on and on and on. And every time they land, like in a retaining pond, say at a, I don't know, chicken factory, chicken farm, they spread it. Which is exactly, weirdly, how they think the bird flu got into cattle in Texas. Or was it just any bird flu? I don't know. Look, I'm just stringing the news together. You make of it what you want. Headline. CNN, WHO chief scientist calls for increased monitoring and preparation for highly pathogenic bird flu. Folks, that was 30 minutes ago. That just broke. WHO warns growing spread of bird flu to humans is enormous concern. 10 hours ago, science alert. Food safety news. Michigan officials warn against raw milk amid outbreak of bird flu. People. World Health Organization expresses enormous concern about bird flu spreading to humans. Oh, there it is. H5N1. From STAT, 20 hours ago, avian flu in cattle is spreading. Scientists want more data on H5N1. H5N1. Hey, is that a strain that the Chinese and the USDA are working on together? It is. It is the same strain. Finally, let me put the icing on the cake. What did CDC Director Robert Redfield warn us of? The next pandemic will be a what? Bird flu. He was oddly specific and has been since when? 21. He said it would make this pandemic, COVID, look like child's play. Okay. Just stringing together some news. Seemed to be related. Dan Nichols running for the Senate District 6, calling in. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Sarah, how are you this morning?
Good. What's up?
Oh, I just want to call and tell you, long-time listener, first-time caller. As I've gotten into the race, I've been doing dentistry for 33 years, serving and investing myself into the people of the upstate. And as I've gotten into this Senate race, I'm going to tell you the things that you say are 100% true and correct. There is so much cover-up. There's so much corruption. And people tell me, so, you know, as Dwight Loftus, incumbent, called me, said, Dan, I'm going to retire. You need to run because the person running against you who's in the House of Representatives is a rhino. And I've got into this thing. I wonder, well, how did we get in this position? And I'm going to tell you, just because you're an American, just because you're a South Carolinian, just because you're a Greenvillian doesn't mean you're actually for our country, for our state, or for our community. There are people who have their own agenda, and it's being pushed out there. And the sad thing is they're walking around like a wolf in sheep's clothing, acting a little bit like Republicans, telling people they're conservatives. And when you check into it, it is not. We have been so indoctrinated. And I'm going to tell you the truth thing. I've heard you say so many times about the weaponization of our media, the weaponization of power. It is so true. I have just seen it firsthand. And I just want to encourage everyone who lives here in Greenville, if you're registered, if you're a true conservative, look at everybody. Dig into the people who are already there, especially the ones who have been there for multiple terms and who have, you know, they ran in the past on term limitations, and they're still there. It's their agenda, not our agenda.
Tell us real quickly while we have you, what is your number one priority? What do you want to get done that's not being done now?
Well, what I want to get done, I'd like to expose what's being done in the legislature. There's just too many deals going on. I mean, when somebody says, "Hey, send me to Colombia, I'll bring the money back." Well, they're already in Colombia to bring the money back. Why don't they bring the money back now? And it's to me, I want to make the government, make the people aware of what the government is doing and is not doing, because we have trusted these people, we have elected these representatives, and so it's really opening it up. More town halls, more transparency, so that we can work together as a community and stop being ripped apart. We need to be knitted together and come together and work together. And I just see too many people who have been sent down there, and we trust and we forget, and they count on that. And then the media, you know, sells us a load of BS, and we accept that also. And so I want people to really start thinking. I want to encourage people to think and look and investigate, because the days of people truly working, you know, for our community, civic leadership does not exist. It doesn't exist across the board as it should. There are a few good men in the House, there are a few good men in the Senate, and that's about it.
We definitely need more of what you're talking about. Can you name one piece of legislation that you would have voted differently that you are not happy with? The GOP leadership voted and you would vote opposite?
I'm not big. Part of it is I'm not really 100%, you know, on the health czar as a dentist. In anything, we should never have one person in charge. Another one be the joint several liability. People need to be responsible for themselves. We need people to, you know, take responsibility. We don't need another attorney to go to Colombia and vote for laws and place judges in position that benefits them. That's the wrong thing to do. And that's, yeah, I guess my biggest thing is stop sending all the attorneys down there to do the things that benefit them and start doing the things that benefit the public as a whole. We're losing our, because I grew up here, and I'm just tired of seeing our Christian conservative-based city being torn apart piece by piece, brick by brick.
Dan Nichols, we're at the end of the segment. Tell folks where they can find you.
You can find me at Dan Nichols. It's NICKLES. DanNicholsForSenate.com, and all my information's on there. Please reach out to me. My telephone number, call me at the office. Leave a message. I will call you back. I'd love to hear from you. I want to hear your concerns, not what everybody else wants, but what you need as a community.
Okay, Dan Nichols, Senate District 6. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 90WORD. For years, I've screamed that Ronna McDaniel was causing us to lose. She wasn't building even the most basic infrastructure in states we needed to win races. This is why year after year, when it should have been a good race for us in the Senate or the House, we would underperform. This is what happens when you have an RNC chairwoman who spends more money on flower arrangements than voter files. It's a recipe for disaster. I've always thought she was deliberately undermining the party. They wanted the Romney family, which she is a part of, wanted losses as long as Trump was around. I don't know. But Trump kept foolishly backing her appointment. An absolute disaster. And so we find ourselves in the situation that we are in right now, as laid out by Charlie Kirk. This is why I backed DeSantis, because I've seen him build it on the ground organization in Florida. And I also saw that in 2020, Trump didn't bother. Furthermore, I watched him raise $200 million I donated to the Stop the Steal and yet do nothing to clean up the voter rolls that we're going to go right back into like a buzzsaw full of dead voters, voters that have moved, have three registrations in a single city. All of them will vote for the same person as they move from apartment to apartment. That kind of fraud that so obviously is happening in the swing states. Trump did nothing to stop it. We're going to walk into that buzzsaw. And I want you to hear how far behind we are, because no one else is going to tell you this. This is what I warned you about. And I don't like it, but it's the reality. Here's Charlie Kirk, who backed Trump in the primary, but somehow didn't tell Trump supporters this. Trump family, to their credit, has now broomed Romney McDaniel out. Folks, if we didn't raise absolute holy hell on Twitter and embarrass Trump into removing her, she would limp her way right through another election loss and he'd have been fine with it. I don't understand why he refuses to build a ground org, but I'm glad they appear to have started. The problem is Charlie Kirk's organization, TPUSA, has now done more work putting boots on the ground to get a ground game going and get Trump elected than even the RNC. Take a look. This is scary.
We are struggling right now as a movement to open up the necessary field offices to compete against Joe Biden. We had Citizen Kane on here, and this is, you know, the Trump campaign is working really hard to fix Ronna's mistake.
Finally.
Susie Wiles, Chris LaSavita, they're doing a great job of trying to fix what Ronna left them. But here are the numbers, and the numbers are worth reporting. In the state of Georgia, Joe Biden has 14 field offices. In the state of Pennsylvania, Joe Biden has 14 field offices. In the state of Michigan, Joe Biden has 20 field offices. In the state of Wisconsin, Joe Biden has 44 field offices. In the state of Arizona, Joe Biden has 8 field offices. In Nevada, Joe Biden has 2 field offices. Between all of them, Joe Biden has 450 full-time people on staff in 9 states and all 9 out of 9 swing state directors. Now, based on all of our data, we do not believe Donald Trump has a single field office in any one of those states yet open. I'm sure they're trying to fix that. And he has 5 staffers. So Joe Biden has 450 people. We have 5, and 2 out of 9 of the swing state directors have been hired. Now, thankfully, we at Turning Point Action, we have well over 100 people now chasing ballots in Arizona trying to close that gap. And that does not count Joe Biden's advertising advantage. It does not count his ability to control the mainstream media.
I'm going to cover this. Because if Election Day doesn't go right, I want you to understand why it did. I've warned you about this for a year. I watched how he ran 2020. Trump won the first time doing what he's good at, self-marketing on social media. Then he signed the executive order allowing himself to be censored, and he doesn't get to do that anymore. He doesn't know how to build an organization, so he just doesn't do it. We can't win with that one. Folks, do you understand what we're up against? The Democrats registered 100,000 new voters in the swing states. Biden's margin of victory, I put that in air quotes, in the swing states was 43,000. They don't even need to cheat this time. They only need to turn out half the voters they registered and they win. And we don't even have field offices. Did you hear what he said? We got 100 people chasing ballots in Arizona. Good. Good for him. Not the party, but him. Okay, he's doing it because Ronna was sitting on her fat butt getting Botox. I'm not going to get into it. But Trump let her do that for a long time because she was willing to pay his legal bills. He didn't care if he won. He didn't, I'll say it, bottom line. He just wanted money for his legal bills. She was willing to give him some, and the rest is history. She was basically willing to pay for his rallies so he could use his campaign funds for legal bills. It was a pass-through. That's why people stopped donating to the RNC. Folks, we're in trouble. I'm not going to lie to you about it. I'm not, because I don't want you to hate me on Election Day and think I misled you. We're in trouble. They're going to beat us on the ground. And folks, I'm pretty convinced they don't even need to cheat to do it. And we're going to be sitting here, I'm afraid, the day after the election or 2 weeks after while they're still counting Democrat votes because we also didn't file the lawsuits we needed to. And a lot of people are going to be screaming election fraud, and I'm just going to be throwing my hands in the air and going, maybe election fraud, or maybe they just did the work. Because right now, we're not doing it. We're not doing the work. And remember where Trump is this week. He's on trial. We have to hope that while they knock hundreds of thousands of doors, people just get mad enough watching the trial. They turn themselves out because the party ain't going to do it. Neither is the Trump campaign. And I wish I had better news for you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.